Welcome, episode 30 of the Daily Dumbass. This segment of the Daily Dumbass is going to be Stone Telephone. It's going to be a segment that I'll consider it a bonus episode, but I'll put it out as a full. It'll end up on the Patreon, and it's basically the Stone Telephone of Terrence McKenna's Mushroom of the Gods, Food of the Gods. I'll look up the name and it'll be in the actual episode. This is the intro, just so you know. It's Daily Dumbass, episode 30, Dipshit Dal, Stone Telephone. There'll be an ad, and if you want to skip through the ad, go ahead and get straight to the episode. Other than that, here's our one ad, and enjoy the episode. Food of the Gods, written by Terrence Jesus Christ Reborn the second time, McKenna. I'm listening to it the second time, have about 3 hours left in it. It's about an 8-hour audio listen. If you have Audible, I suggest you head on over to Audible, do a trial. If you've been living in the dark ages, don't know about Amazon yet. Amazon's this wonderful company. It's not a sponsor by them. I'm just letting you know. They're this company. If you're not aware, you could order stuff and within 3 days you get it, 3-4 days you get it, depending on what it is. Once you have Amazon, you're checked in under their streaming service, under their music service. If you like listening to music, check out Amazon or Prime Music, because they don't have too many commercials, or any, if you have a Prime membership, which I believe most of you should, unless you're in North Korea. And last I checked my stats, we're not functioning in North Korea just yet, but there's hope. There's hope we'll be up and about, launched in all platforms all across the place. People in North Korea should really be trying to browse the web on VPN. That would be probably their best bet, as well as China. If they want to watch South Park, VPN would be the way to go. They could order that on Amazon if they wanted to. But yeah, if you have Amazon and you pay to have the Prime access, then you have Prime Video where you could watch, you know, they're taking over, winning all the awards, or you could listen to ad-free music, or they have the Audible section where you listen to audiobooks. So, today's Stone Telephone, telling you about Food of the Gods by Terrence Jesus Christ McKenna, as he is called by so many people in the Duck and Trussell Family Hour podcast. But anyways, enough of that. In Food of the Gods, Terrence McKenna talks about the search for the original tree of knowledge. And throughout this book, he talks about the different drugs, different plants, such as cannabis is mentioned in the book. He talks about psilocybin, dimethyltryptamine, which is DMT, if you've ever heard Joe Rogan or a lot of the other podcasts like Duncan Trussell Family Hour, DTFH, then you've heard about DMT, psilocybin's what's in mushrooms. They talk about ecstasy and achieving ecstasy. They talk about, Terrence McKenna talks about the development of the human society how whenever we were all hunter and gatherers, it was all more leaned on to the fact that we were more at Earth. And so with that, we were consuming more of what we found. And hunter and gatherer tribes would go out and they would find, depending on where they were at, you know, certain foods or mushrooms, shrubs that would spark up some flare of excitement or enjoyment, possible fear. But in this book, Food of the Gods, Terrence McKenna explains that it's went all the way back to tribalism of people consuming psilocybin mushrooms for the good of the tribe. It mentions on this book that was, I don't know the copyright and written of it. It's been around for a long time, but in this book it talks about how the benefits of mental health and psilocybins reconnect with each other, and how the psilocybins can kind of balance out different depressions or anxieties. Ayahuasca is a form of dithromethrotetrazine. I'm saying that wrong, so yeah. DMT has the ayahuasca contains DMT, and in the shamanic tribes they would drink the ayahuasca. Ayahuasca is a little bit more of a trip than just straight smoking DMT, I would guess, because ayahuasca, you go through the purge, and that's where you start vomiting, and after you vomit is when you come to some clear moment. I don't know, never done ayahuasca, never done DMT. I'm just stating those from the book. It also states that back when tribalism was happening, that it was a code of between men that they would encounter stories in the South American Brazilian rainforest of tribes of boys who had lived enough years that both hands, how is it phrased in the book, enough years, as many as fingers on both hands, to where they would be on the passage of men. So these kids were essentially 10, 11, maybe 12 years old, depending on how good their skills was around the tribe, whenever they would be brought into their manly ceremony. Much like the Jewish with the rite of the Bar Mitzvah and the Mexicans down with the Cinco de Mayo. But that's for, you know, females and whatnot. But this was a male rite of passage for tribes. And they talked about going to those tribes and hearing such language and like shifting. Like the boys one night, maybe two nights before they would go out and do their great hunt, it was like they were spoken to like they were boys. And then the night before, they were taken off to the men's camp where the men celebrated and did their ayahuasca ceremonies before going out into the, or doing their psychedelic ceremonies is what we'll call it, ceremonies before going out into the, out to hunt the next day, which is your rite of passage in a tribe. And it's broken down that basically once that boy enters that different camp, there's all different language described going around. So it would basically be like you're sitting around a campfire and then your dad and grandpa's talking about how, you know, how they plowed your grandma and how you're here because your mom's not a virgin. And they're talking about the National Geographic style tatas that you're seeing roam around the village and how all the women will be flocking at you because you brought in the feast that's feeding them for a few moons and a few days. And they would do the ceremony, and then the people, the new hunters would go out and they would eat a different type of shrub or a different type of plant. And within that plant contained their brother, who had already passed the rite of passage, would tell them that this plant would help them with the capability of containing steel. Not like a robot, but to like stand completely still without moving. Sorry, I am back. I had to put my dog back into the house. That may have been the little bell that you would hear, that you were hearing. I assure you, I was not ringing a bell to call my robot slaves, because I don't own any robot slaves. That would be injustice to robots. I'm saying this because I am a Amazon Alexa owner and whatnot, and I would not like to see any Alexas walking around my house trying to take over. So talk nicely to your Alexas. So I'm just letting you know, like, don't have a slave bell to ring it for your Alexa to answer you. Like, you could talk to her nicely, or your Siri, or your Hey Google. Yeah, I'm just trying to get your devices to go off at this point. But yeah, that was not a tiny bell to call a robot slave, so don't you worry about that one. Like I was saying, his brother would tell him, if you eat this, then it will give you the ability to remain still. And not like Valerian still, but just still. Like, still. Like a still image, like a screenshot. And they would kill a zebra. So they would chuck a spear or fire a bow, an arrow, at a zebra. And the zebra carcass would be there on the ground. And then the person who is trying to become rite of passage, who is a trying to become a man, who was just hanging around the campfire with his brothers and uncles and dad talking about big nipples the night before, is now hanging out next to a zebra carcass with a spear in his hand after his brother gave him something and he ate it. And his brother told him, just, this will help you stay still. So he's hanging out next to the zebra carcass, waiting, his eyes closed, not even thinking about all the women that he'll be thrust at once he walks into the jungle, or walks back into his camp from emerging from the jungle with this feast that he will be bringing to his camp. So he's sitting there completely still, and up comes a lioness just walking up into for the taking. She walks up to the zebra and she starts mauling at it. As she's mauling at the zebra, this 10 or 11 or 12 year old boy has to rear back the spear, keeping his heart rate completely calm. Otherwise, I'm just hoping that he doesn't get mauled to death. I mean, he's a boy at this point. The spear is in his hand and it's got to go all the way back. He's staring at the spear, not breathing. He throws that spear, and as he throws that spear, it's either life or death. He's either going to be a man, or he's going to be a boy who was eaten and a failure to the rest of his camp. The spear hits. Thump! Boom! Lioness just... And then she takes off, and all the tribe comes out and congratulating him and everything, and they chase down the kill. He gets the final kill, and they do the what's right. They take the whole animal back, and they all dance around, and the boy is now a man. And all of this is just because the tribalism and what's going on with them. you break down to these tribes breaking down. This boy has a family. The family has a family. The family has a family. They all have to branch out because there's too many people. So as they're branching out, like, their knowledge of these mushrooms and these plants are starting to go away because they're going further and further away from where stuff might be. But all of a sudden, they start traveling. They get into places where there's tribalism, and they have cows. Cows in some places that are sacred animals. So they have these cows, and then all these cows are wandering around. And what happens whenever a cow eats? You're right, it shits, just like a bear in the woods. A cow eats, it shits. And if they stayed in the place right and for long enough, the shit germinates and it turns into mushrooms. These mushrooms started, you know, you can't stay in one area for too long because you'd use up all your resources and everything like that. So whenever they would travel, they would take these mushrooms and they put them in jars and they let them just sit in the jars, and they would ferment for days and days as they're traveling, ferment in the hot heat in these jars. I'm sure they weren't wide mouth mason jars, vacuum sealed or anything like that. But these things are sitting in whatever containers they had them in, just fermenting in the sun, blastering for days and days. And then they would get to a place where they decide that they're gonna make camp. But only the rich people that were actually riding on the cows or on the horses or on the camels, whatever they're riding, were able to eat what was in the jar. And they would eat what was in the jar, and they would sit there in ecstasy, and they would dance, and they would have a good time, and they would forget about their problems, and they would, like, you know, maybe become more loving, and they'd be like, oh, maybe we should give more to the ones below us. And it was a helpful society. The further and further we got away from it, like, the more we started traveling, the less they were collecting the cow dung and putting that into the jars and letting it ferment into getting the mushrooms. So after so long, you know, these rich people or the established the Kardashians of the horseback eras were roaming around, and how they would save these mushrooms would be in the jars fermenting. Well, only, you know, the Kardashians of the era would be able to eat these mushrooms. The Kardashians or the Jenners would be able to eat these mushrooms and consume the complete enlightenment. And everyone else who was walking alongside them that would, like, hold them out the jars was handed back the empty jars that only had liquid in them. So what these people would do is they would add water to it and let it ferment a little bit more, and then they would have a whole jar full of what used to be the fermented mushrooms that the rich people were tripping balls on, and then they would drink it. So that is how the common society is, like, the drinking class. It trickles down from the rich people were eating the mushrooms that were fermented in the alcohol or in whatever it was fermented in, and the poor people would drink that in hopes of getting a little bit of a taste of what those rich people were doing and seeing. And it's a really good book. But yes, this is my stone telephone of Jesus Christ. Terence McKenna said that backwards. Terence, Jesus Christ McKenna's Food of the Gods. Check it out on Audible or wherever you do your audiobooks. Go ahead and flip through the pages if you're a page turner, or just plug in your headphones into your little one of the holes in your head and let the voice of the reader of the audiobook take away Terence Jesus Christ McKenna's words and let them fill your brain. And yes, Jesus Terence McKenna Christ did also, I believe, pass away from a tumor that people said was in the shape of a mushroom, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, tumors grow in all types of shapes or sizes. So, that's just that, okay? I mean, you can't make a connection to one or the other because the atomic bomb also, boom, mushroom club. So, yes, check out Food of the Gods on Audible. Check out more of The Daily Dumbass on Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you check out your podcasts. Follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/dailydumbass. I'm Dipshit Dal. Thank you.